The Malawian High Commissioner to South Africa, Stella Ndau, says her government is overwhelmed by the calamity that has coincided with a cholera outbreak they have been enduring since last October.
The damage is quite extensive. It is catastrophic. Right now, we have lost electricity, power lines, infrastructure, bridges, houses, roads. All these things have been lost, and it requires a lot of support and help from other war wishers to assist in a rebuilding process, because it is indeed extensive damage.
More than 250 have died, thousands have been left homeless as fierce rains from Cyclone Freddy triggered massive landslides. Humanitarian organizations are responding to the disasters on the ground and are helping recover the missing bodies, including the Malawi Red Cross Society. Priska Chisela, who leads the programs department, says they have deployed volunteers in 10 of the most affected districts of Malawi and established 137 camps for survivors of the cyclone.
Among other things, we are providing our basic household items such as blankets, tents. Also, we are promoting water and hygiene, considering the fact that this disaster has hit us at a time when we are already experiencing cholera outbreak countrywide. And this makes the whole disaster a very complex situation, because it's a disaster that is hitting people that were already hit by cholera outbreak. So you can see that indeed the situation is really complex. It has hit people that are already very vulnerable.
She says many are also still recovering from the impacts of tropical cyclone Ana that hit Malawi last year. Human rights group Amnesty International has also urged the international community to mobilize resources, boost aid and rescue efforts in Malawi and Mozambique. Its Southern Africa director, Tigereta Guta, says the affected countries must be compensated for loss and damage caused by the cyclone. A fund for this purpose is in the works of the United Nations, but it's unclear when and how much money will be available to impacted countries. Weather experts have warned of a continued wet spell in the region, signaling that the disasters are far from over. Pamela Zikomo is with the Malawi Weather Services Department.
There's still a forecast for continuation of rain. Now imagine the ground is so saturated, any little bit of rain on top of that, you have runoff, you're going to have more flooding in the area. For the rest of the week, it's still going to be cloudy. It will open up at times, but it's not enough to say that it will dry up the water that is there.
Tropical Cyclone Freddy has been hovering and regenerating in Madagascar since weather experts identified it in February, making it the longest-running cyclone on record. World Meteorological Organization says investigations are underway to establish why this hurricane has survived for so long. Claire Nalis works with the World Meteorologist Organization.
It's been a named tropical cyclone now for 33 days. We're getting lots of questions as to, well, is it a new world record or not? WMO is setting up an expert committee to evaluate this. We won't be pronouncing overnight. It'll take time.
Climate change experts attribute the regeneration of Cyclone Freddy to heat caused by climate change. Climate Change Director of Zimbabwe's Environment Ministry, Washington Jakarta.
The number of cyclones hitting the sub-region hasn't changed, but it's the intensity of the cyclones, the harshness of the cyclones, which is now very worrisome. This is compounded by the heating also that is taking place in the world as a whole. Global warming is one of the causes that is making these tropical storms more and more violent.
In recent years, cyclones have become common in Madagascar, Malawi, Mozambique, eastern parts of Zimbabwe, and South Africa. These cyclones have killed thousands of people and their livestock and left trails of destruction on properties. climate change activists are, however, advocating for climate change funding to African governments by Western capitals, who are the main producers of the pollution that fuels climate change. They say the funding should be channeled towards investments in robust disaster warning systems and infrastructures. Solid pre-warning systems with high accuracy and certainty, they say, would assist communities in taking early action in times of natural disasters. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza.